USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger said Sunday the House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection is looking into whether former President Donald Trump committed a crime with his involvement in the deadly riot.
I think that's obviously a pretty big thing to say. We want to know, though, and I think we'll, by the end of our investigation and by the time our report is out, have a pretty good idea.
While still in office, the House impeached Trump for inciting the riot, though he was later acquitted by the Senate. Former President Donald Trump sued New York Attorney General Letitia James on Monday, seeking to end her civil investigation into his business practices. Trump alleges the investigation has violated his constitutional rights in a thinly veiled effort to publicly malign Trump and his associates. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to?
And how will it affect your retirement?
Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions.
Is your portfolio prepared?
If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday was asked if the Biden administration will change the definition of fully vaccinated to include booster shots.
The CDC has not changed their evaluation of what being fully vaccinated means. I think Dr. Fauci has said it's not a matter of if, but when. And then obviously we base any of our policies from the federal government on the CDC guidance. So that would be the first step if and when they were to change that.
The law firm, representing the main source for Christopher Steele's dossier on former President Donald Trump, may have a conflict of interest because one of its lawyers worked for Hillary Clinton's campaign. Special Counsel John Durham, who is probing the FBI's actions in launching the Trump-Russia collusion investigation, raised a potential conflict of interest in a court filing over the weekend. The snag in the proceedings further underscores the intertwined worlds of politics and law in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Joe Manchin has some advice for fellow Democrats. Rebuild, build back better, and you might still get my vote. One day after sinking President Joe Biden's signature social and climate spending legislation, Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, laid out a path forward that could take months and still fail. He wants the legislation to go through Senate committees and focus on rolling back the 2017 Trump tax cuts. He also wants Democrats to stop trying to force him into compliance.
I'm not blaming anybody. I knew where they were, and I knew what they could and could not do. They just never realized it because they figure, surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit. Well, guess what? I'm from West Virginia. I'm not from where they're from, and they can just beat the living crap out of people and think they'll be submissive. Period.
The bill in the House passed on a party-line vote via budget reconciliation, but Manchin said that's not going to happen again without the committee process. After Joe Manchin started a political firestorm on Sunday, after he told Fox News that he would not be supporting President Joe Biden's Build Back Better social spending bill, effectively killing the legislation after months of delays. Social progressives were especially furious over the announcement. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez made the point during her Monday morning interview on MSNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.